Leaders of universities in the Boston area, you might want to take some notes. The experience of your peers in Atlanta in the 1996 Summer Olympic Games could offer a direct lesson for you about Boston's bid for the 2024 Summer Games. This morning, in the second part of our series on the Atlanta Olympic Experience, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports the schools encountered some challenges back then.
Walking across the campus of Georgia Institute of Technology after the 1990 Summer Olympics had come to a close, Wayne Clough was taken aback.
Everything was broken. Trees were cut down. The Israelis put steel doors and barricaded themselves inside one of these residence halls. We never expected that. Some of the people who came from these poor, poor countries basically took things with them. You know, these were brand new residence halls. We knew we had a lot of work to restore them.
This was exactly what he had been afraid of holding the bag when the games were over. But Clough had a plan for this, which we'll hear more about later. After all, Clough became Georgia Tech's president just 2 years before the Olympics. It was already a done deal. He was there to see the project through.
The challenge was the time, how much time you had to do it. That's very quick to spend that much money and do it well.
Georgia Tech housed the Athlete Village, boxing competitions, and the Aquatic Center with the swimming and diving events.
To, you know, anyone thinking about the Olympics in the future, you have to realize this is not a free ride. The Olympics puts up the bare minimum they can put up.
Atlanta's Olympics Committee gave Georgia Tech $20 million to house the Athlete Village, 16,000 people on campus during the Olympics. Exactly how to do that was up to the school. Tech decided to borrow another $140 million and build modern residence halls.
The neat thing about the housing was that by putting all this extra money into it, we could build high-quality housing. We could move to the point where Georgia Tech could go from housing about 60% of its students to housing 85% of its students on campus. And so that proved to be a plus for us.
But the Aquatic Center was harder to turn into a plus. It was a much bigger leap of faith.
This is the Olympic Aquatic Center with the seats. Of course, it was outdoors with a roof structure over the top. It was the world's largest carport.
Campus Recreation Director Mike Edwards is standing poolside. Back during the summer games, he managed this venue. The Olympics gave Georgia Tech $20 million to build the Aquatic Center, but Olympic swimming is an outdoor event. Collegiate swimming takes place during the winter, indoors. Edwards says, as it was, the venue was not going to work long term.
We didn't know exactly what it was we were going to do. We knew that we were going to expand recreation and athletic facilities. How we were going to do it, we weren't exactly sure at the time.
After the Olympics were over, Georgia Tech raised an additional $45 million to expand the Aquatic Center into a campus recreation center.
Came in and built a floor underneath the roof structure. And above us are six basketball courts, three dance studios, an inline skating rink, and an elevated four-lane running track with one of the best views in town.
So today, on the courts high above, undergrads play pickup basketball, while down below, local sports club rent out the pools and diving platforms.
Point those toes, guys. Squeeze those ears. Perfect streamlines. Maddie, that's not a streamline.
And I think if you put all those things together and look at the return on our investment, I believe we got a pretty good return.
Other Atlanta universities took part in the Olympics, too. Morehouse College held basketball games. Clark Atlanta University and Morris Brown College held field hockey matches. But there was one other Atlanta college that came away with a lasting legacy from the 96 Summer Games.
Well, the Olympics had such a dramatic effect on Georgia State.
That's Tim Crimmins, a history professor at Georgia State University, which in the early 1990s was similar to UMass Boston today, which wants to host the Athlete Village for the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. Before the Atlanta Olympics, Georgia State, like UMass Boston, was a commuter school. It had no dormitories. So Georgia State built residence halls that were used during the Olympics. Crimmins says ever since, the size and quality of Georgia State's student body and academic programs have gone up.
We've created from that a whole residential core, which is what supports this dramatic increase. It's almost impossible, if you think about it, to go from having a first-time freshman class of 1,200 with the SAT scores that we had to freshman class of 3,200 with much higher SAT scores.
Over at Georgia Institute of Technology, remember how former President Wayne Clough discovered his campus in a big mess after the Olympics were over? He says the big cleanup was beginning, just as Atlanta Olympics organizers were disbanding.
And then they're gone. I mean, everybody is gone. It's like if you go from this bustling, big, get-it-done thing, and all of a sudden there's nobody to answer the phone anymore.
Clough, a civil engineer by training, had prepared for this. He had negotiated with Olympics organizers to make the university whole after the games were over, including replacing those campus trees that were chopped down for security reasons.
And so we had trees that had been here for a long time. And we said, well, we want a tree when it comes back. We don't want it to be, you know, 1 year old. We actually, that was one way we benefited. We got rid of some trees we didn't want, and we replaced them with better trees.
Georgia Tech did not get everything it wanted. The International Olympic Committee gave the city of Atlanta the right to call its 21 acres downtown Centennial Olympic Park, but the IOC did not give Georgia Tech any naming rights.
I mean, we were the village. We hosted two venues. We about killed ourselves to make this thing work, and not to be able to use the word Olympics anywhere was a little bit disappointing. We survived it.
Clough says Georgia Tech survived the Olympics and came out stronger, with better campus housing and wellness facilities, with better relationships with its neighbors, and it used the Olympics to win more global recognition. Still, Clough has cautionary advice for Boston area universities thinking about the 2024 Summer Games.
The Olympics does not think long term, and they walk. You've got to think about how you transition this experience for the next 100 years into something that's valuable. And you have to define it yourself.
And if you don't do that, he says, you can end up losing. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nikisch.